Well, hello, and welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local show that's all about the issues of aging. We have lots to talk about today. We have some brand new regulations that you haven't read about anywhere, you haven't heard about anywhere, unless you listened to my podcast earlier in the week, that are going to have a severe negative impact on seniors and only seniors. We now will have massive discriminatory rules in California regarding long-term care and seniors. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Glad to have you with us. Don't forget, I'm your host, Bob Scrivano. Have been for 18 years. Don't forget, I'm not an attorney. I don't practice law. I don't give legal advice. If you want legal advice, you should consult an attorney, preferably one that knows what they're doing. I have a California insurance license, a legal document assistant license recorded in Sacramento County, California. I'm not securities licensed, don't want to be, because then I can tell you the truth. What else? I'm a notary. Everything we talk about here, I'm not a tax advisor. And everything we talk about here is my editorial opinion only and should not be taken as any form of legal, tax, or other advice. It's my opinion only. I just have so much to talk about today. You're going to want to listen with a pencil and paper. You really are. And you're going to need to let other people know about this show and my podcast on Wednesday the 22nd that you can listen to on my website. How do you get information? Go to my website. My website is assets, A-S-S-E-T-S, and A-N-D, aging, A-G-I-N-G, assetsandaging.com. Again, assetsandaging.com. You can go there. My phone number's there. You can sign up for my email newsletter there. You can sign up for a workshop there. You can send me an email and contact me and ask me questions. You can set up an appointment. There's information. There's lots of stuff available, including my archived radio shows and my archived podcasts. And sometime before the end of the year, my blog. There's some exciting new stuff in the next couple months. And today I was in the process of doing some editing on my book. And my book is going to be really, really good. I was looking at the glossary of terms. The glossary of terms is 8 pages long. So there's all kinds of new stuff coming. This is why this has been California's single best source for information on law, truthful information on long-term care. Not biased, not because we pretend to be something we're not to be. And we're going to talk about that in a minute. And what I have to tell you about the new regulations is going to upset you. If you have any kind of caring and concern for seniors, it's going to upset you. So you can always call me at my office, 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Now I want to talk about the new regulations, and I am going to try to stay very calm because there's a lot in here to get exercised over. On the face of it, there are, there's an old thing about, lipstick on a pig. Well, this is one of those. There are a lot of people who are trying to put lipstick on a pig when it comes to these changes. And I'm going to ask you a lot of questions. I'm going to give you some places where you can go get some information. I'm going to read you some things. And then you can decide for yourselves. Those of you that get my email newsletter that went out this week, okay, which was actually a pretty good one, was entitled, New Regulations Emphasize the New Senior Death Tax in California, which is absolutely true. So we're going to talk about it a little bit, And I want you to write some stuff down. I want you to pay attention. But I'm going to start, like I start a lot of stuff, telling you a story. Now, as I go through the story, I want you to listen to the story. I'll give you some references. I'll give you some other things. But I want you to listen to the story. And all the way along as we go through the story, I'm going to keep asking you variations on the same two questions. And the same two questions are, who benefited from this legislation and who loses in this legislation? So I'm going to start out by telling you a short story. About 20-some years ago, when Pete Wilson was the governor of California, there were some new rules regarding recovery that came out from the federal government and Medi-Cal. And we've talked about recovery a lot. Well, during Pete Wilson's administration, he attempted to equalize the law. That is, he attempted to make the pain equal across the board for all people who were receiving Medi-Cal. And so the federal regulation, and I'm going to give you the federal regulation, and you can go look it up, and you can write this down, or you can go back and listen to this show. But the federal regulation is Title 42 of the U.S. Code, Title 42 U.S. Code, and the section number is 1396, little p, as in Paul, little b as in boy in parentheses, the number 4 in parentheses, and a capital B, A and B in parentheses. So it's 42 U.S. Code, section 1396, little p, then little lowercase b in parentheses, the number 4, and capital B and A and B in parentheses. I can also tell you that the Welfare Institutions Code that has been changed is section 1, this is California Welfare and Institutions Code, section 14009.5. I can also tell you that the Senate bill that changed this was Senate Bill 833. Now, it used to be Senate Bill 33, and I'll explain what happened in the middle of the night last week. Okay, so going back to my story. And by the way, at my next workshop, and you can find out when my next workshop is online, and you can sign up for it, I will be talking about this at length. So when Pete Wilson was governor, he promulgated state regulations based on those federal regulations that I just read you in Title 42 U.S. Code that made the pain equal. So for people who were on Medi-Cal, who were receiving health care benefits, there was this thing called recovery. But he made the pain equal. He spread it equally. He was fair. He spread it equally among everybody that was on Medi-Cal, so that people that were on general Medi-Cal, people that were in nursing homes, people that were on Medi-Cal had, in effect, the same recovery regs. In effect, the pain was spread equally among everyone. Well, last week, in the cover of night, without any public hearings, a bill that was called Senate Bill 33, that has been sponsored by Senator Dr. Ed Hernandez from Los Angeles, so from Southern California. He's been promoting this bill for 3 years. It has always been vetoed by the governor, and we'll talk why, and when we get to money, we'll talk about that in a little bit. But finally, in the middle of the night, it was attached as a trailer bill, renumbered to Senate Bill 833, and was attached as a trailer bill to the state budget. Now, trailer bills are bills that have nothing to do with the budget. Nothing, really. They're attached to get special interest stuff through. They're called trailer bills. They go on stuff that is totally unrelated to whatever the subject was. So this bill couldn't get passed on its own. So at the last minute, in the middle of the night, it's attached as a trailer bill to a budget bill, which has to get out. The governor, who has vetoed it in the past, because this is going to cost, I'm going to tell you later what this is going to cost, the taxpayers of California. Because he has to pass the budget, the trailer bills get attached, he passes the budget, and the trailer bills pass. So last week, the fair stuff stopped. This all changed because of Senate Bill 833 and the changes to Welfare and Institutions Code 14009.5. No hearings, no comment period. Southern California state senator, and I want to read you some of the comments that he made. This is on a website, and it says, for 3 years, Senator Ed Hernandez backed the effort. So for 3 years, he's been trying to get this thing through. Now listen to this. To limit the scope of California's estate recovery. Now, doesn't that sound egalitarian and lovely? To limit the scope. We're going to get to that in a little while. And I'm quoting from him now, according to this article. Estate recovery forces people over age 55 who need Medi-Cal to choose between their own health care and passing on modest possessions to their heirs. It is a huge victory in this year's budget that this year's budget limits estate recovery. Hang on. Limits estate recovery to people with modest family homes can pass on to their children. I can't tell you what a bunch of baloney that is. And as I go through this, you will understand why. So be patient with me because I'm telling you this story. So we started out with Pete Wilson trying to make the pain to everyone who used Medi-Cal for health care. We now have a Southern California state senator who has changed all that. And now he's picked winners and losers. So when I talk about all of this, I want you to stop and think about, in any bill that ever passes the legislature or the Congress, every bill, there are always winners and there are always losers. There are lots of groups in the Capitol twisting arms to receive benefits for their group or organization. All of a sudden, money changes hands. But there are lots of groups down the state Capitol. This is true in every state. It's true in Congress. You know, twisting arms, trying to get what benefits them passed. So as I go through all of this and as we begin to dissect it, I want you to ask yourself the question, who benefits and who loses? Because with every bill, there's always someone who benefits and there's always someone who loses. So I want you to remember that all the way through this. So here's what happened in this bill. What this bill does now is it used to say anyone who was on Medi-Cal who was over 55 was subject to recovery. So for instance, there are currently 13 million people in California. Almost one-third of the population of California is on Medi-Cal. Many of them got on Medi-Cal through the Affordable Care Act. Many of the people who got on Medi-Cal through the Affordable Care Act have no asset limit, only an income limit. So they can have a house and they can have money and they can have other things. Okay? So there are currently 13 million people on Medi-Cal in California. Now, it was until last week that anyone who was on Medi-Cal, who from 55 or over, whatever the state paid out for health care, was recoverable after they died. That's the short version. We're going to try to keep this short. What this bill changes is now, remember, there's 13 million people in California on Medi-Cal. Only about 100, between 100 and 150,000 are on Medi-Cal in a nursing home. Now remember, Senator Hernandez says, this only affects people. This is medical care. This is health care. Well, wait a minute. If you're getting Medi-Cal in a nursing home, you're in a licensed healthcare facility. Isn't that healthcare? Because the only people who now will be subject to recovery are seniors and disabled people who spend time in a nursing home, or people of any age who spend time in a nursing home. So this targets only seniors. Now, of all the people in California, who do you think has more assets, 20-year-olds or retired people? It's a question. You answer it. I'm going to just ask lots of questions today. And again, Senator Hernandez's bill now specifically targets only seniors in nursing homes. So at the end of their life, the only people targeted, used to be across the board, are now seniors and nursing homes. This is going to get better as we go along. Who benefits from this? Remember, there's always winners and losers. So who benefits from this? Go look at the legislation. Look at where it all came from. Look at who the sponsors of the bill were. Look at all of this stuff. And then you tell me who benefits from this politically. It's really important. Remember, people in nursing homes don't vote, so we don't care about them. And again, did you read any articles on this? Did you see this on TV anywhere? Have you heard it until you heard it today? I found it by accident because I do a Google Words alert for Medi-Cal, and it popped up on a Kaiser article from Kaiser Healthcare. If I hadn't had Google alerts for Medi-Cal, nobody, I've talked to three elder law attorneys. None of them knew about this until I talked to them about it. These are all elder law attorneys. None of them knew that this had happened. So who benefits from this? Who benefits from the people who are getting on Medi-Cal through the Affordable Care Act? Who benefits? Which politicians, remember, this is a political issue, folks. This is not an egalitarian issue. This is not about equality. This is not about fairness, because remember, we still have a group of people who are being targeted. My people, the people who are in nursing homes who are frail and elderly, they're still the targets of this. So who benefits? Go find out. Do a little study. Who benefits? Who promoted it? And how do they benefit? I will tell you this much, it has to do with lawsuits. So lots of groups on the Capitol, in the Capitol, twisting arms to get, you know, things their own way. So who benefits by no more recovery against anybody who's not at least 55 years or older and in a nursing home? We have now targeted a demographic that is helpless. Okay. Now, the senator and the people that sponsored this would like you to believe that the other 13 million people on Medi-Cal are penniless and have no assets, which is simply not true. I know a lot of people who are on Medi-Cal, dual eligibles and other people who are on Medi-Cal who are not in nursing homes, who own assets and have a house. Lots of them. I have met hundreds of them over the years, and you'll see budgetarily where they've admitted this is going to cost the taxpayers a lot of money. Now you need to ask yourself the question, Now, who's been disadvantaged by this legislation? Who is now, remember, in all legislation, there's winners and losers. So who are the winners and who are the losers? Well, if you've been listening to me talk for a few minutes, you already know who the losers are. So who benefits and who's now at a disadvantage? And how is this different from what Pete Wilson did 20-some years ago, which made it fair across the board? If you got a state benefit, you got taxpayers' money, and you had assets when you retired, the state had the right to recover across the board, regardless of, you know, what kind of Medi-Cal you were on. If you were over 55, now it's just people in nursing homes. So what's different now? We have targeted, under the guise of the federal law says so, but it doesn't say so. There what used to be an option, and Pete Wilson took the option to make it fair. Now that option's been taken away, and there's a specific group of people that are now targeted as the only people who will now suffer from a state recovery. And why was it done under the cover of darkness? Now, when I say that, I don't literally mean, folks, it was done at midnight, although it might have been. I'm just telling you, I didn't know anything about it, and I follow this stuff fairly closely. I talked to 3 elder law attorneys who are very up to date on stuff, and they didn't know anything about it. And they're all very good, very well-respected elder law attorneys, and they didn't know a thing about it. So why was it done under the cover of darkness and in secret? And who benefits? Who's disadvantaged? Who stands to make money off of this? Why and at whose expense? It's really, really important for you to understand why 13 million people in California who are on Medi-Cal and who they are have been let off the hook, and why only seniors in nursing homes have been targeted. And there's no other way to spin this. People can try to spin this any way they want to, but they undid something that Pete Wilson had done out of fairness. Why did they turn the tables and only target old people, disabled people, frail people, and their families who are in nursing homes? I think it's deserving of answers, and I think you should ask lots and lots and lots of questions. Now, I've got more to say on this subject, but I'm not going to continue it now because we're growing close to the end of this segment. So what I want to do is encourage you to go find out the answers to what I just said. Go discover them. It's important that you understand what's happening here. Re-listen to this radio show. Go to my podcast from the 22nd. Go to the bills. Study them. Study the history. Find out who supported this legislation, where they came from, how they benefit financially, and trust me, they will benefit mightily. And then be aware of the fact that there are 2 other sets of regulations that are going on right now that are going to target only seniors. Isn't this all interesting? Sometime this year, there will be new VA regulations promulgated that, as proposed, will create a 3-year look back to get veterans benefits. And sometime, I guess, in the next year, regulations that are already floating around out there but haven't been finalized will create a 5-year look back in California for even those seniors who can still get on Medi-Cal, who are now targeted for recovery, won't be able to use health care benefits for health care in a nursing home because of the 5-year look back. It's important that you stay informed. That's why this show is important, why my newsletter is important, why my workshops are important, and you can find out more about all of those by going to my website, assets assetsandaging.com. Assets, A-S-S-E-T-S, and A-N-D, aging, A-G-I-N-G.com. Assetsandaging.com. Or call me, 800-999-8007, and set up an appointment to come and see me. If you'd like to not be a victim, if you'd like to make sure that what you worked a lifetime for isn't flushed down the state toilet by politicians with a special interest in all of this, then get in and see me and begin to make a difference in your life and the life of your frail elderly family. We'll be back here in just a few seconds on Assets and Aging. I'll follow up with the second half of this, and I'm going to ask some more hard questions. Give me a call during the break, 800-999-8007. We'll see you back here on Assets and Aging in just a couple minutes. Stick around. Don't go away. Okay, I'm back here at Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. Again, your host, Bob Scrivano, for 18 years here on KFBK, talking about the issues of aging. Make sure you go to my website, assetsandaging.com, 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 or give me a call at 800-999-8007. When you go to my workshop, you can sign up for an appointment. You can sign up for my newsletter. You can listen to my archive podcasts and radio shows. You can sign up for a workshop. You can sign up for my newsletter. You can do all of those things right there on my website. Or again, pardon me, you can always call me at 800-999-8007. Okay, I want to continue on. Again, last week, under cover of darkness, a bill that's been battered around for 3 years suddenly passes. A bill that targets only seniors in nursing homes for recovery. Changed law that's over 20 years old that made, that treated everyone on Medi-Cal the same way when it came to recovery. Now it's exempted 13 million people from recovery, many of whom, many millions of whom, have assets. And it was done for a very specific reason, and it's your job to go find out. The regulations that were changed, just so you know, I'll give them to you one more time, and you can write this down. The regulation that was changed, the federal regulation, is Title 42, U.S. Code, Section 1396, little p, lowercase b in parentheses, the number 4 in parentheses, and then the numbers A and B, capital A and B in parentheses. And then the new statutory change in California is a new section 14009.5 of the Welfare and Institutions Code. The original bill was SB 33. It had its number changed when it became a trailer bill, that is, an amendment bill done in the dark of night, to the budget bill, which it was renumbered as Senate Bill 833. It was passed as part of the budget, and it now targets old people in nursing homes as the only people to which there will be recovery. Now, we've talked about winners and losers. I've talked about you making sure you answer the question, who's behind it, who benefits, who's disadvantaged by it, and why. So we had a completely fair program, paying to everybody. Now the pain is only to old people dying in nursing homes. If you're concerned about this, and you should be, what will you do? Is it going to matter to you? Do you care? Does your family care? Do you care what was done to seniors? Remember, people in nursing homes don't vote. Other people vote. So if you're concerned about this, and you should be, what are you going to do about it? Are you going to just roll over and say, I have no choice? Or are you going to begin to make sure that you never, ever become a victim? I've been saying for the 18 years I've been on the air that seniors have a target painted on their back. I've said there are new VA rules that are going to create a three-year look back. They're coming. The discussion right now is sometime this fall, those regulations will be promulgated, put up for comments. They're going to create a three-year look back. In fact, they'll be tied to the Medicaid rules, which is Medi-Cal. And then sometime soon, it's been coming since 2006, but sometime soon, the state has to promulgate, has to put in force the five-year look back, recovery against annuities. You heard me right. You will have to name the state as the primary beneficiary of your annuities, not your wife or family, if you need help in a nursing home. And I'm making that stuff up. Gifts to your church, gifts to charities will penalize you. That's all coming. So for 18 years, I've been saying here on the radio and every place I can, seniors have a big target on their back. Why is it? Most of the wealth in this country is held by seniors. Seniors own their homes. Seniors have money in IRAs and 401ks. Seniors have money in the bank. Seniors have a rental. See, how many 22-year-olds? I bought my first house when I was 22 or 23 years old. How many 22 or 23-year-olds do you know now that can afford a house? How many 30-year-olds do you know? Who can afford a house in San Francisco? Who can afford a house in Palo Alto? Who can afford a house in Santa Clara or San Jose? Why is it people that work in the Bay Area drive all the way to Tracy to live? So how many people can afford to, who has money? And what generation is beginning to die off? The generation with the money. It's not rocket science. So did you read or hear about this bill anywhere? Did you read or hear about the fact that it's been battered around for 3 years and vetoed by the governor prior? But because it was attached as a trailer bill to the budget, it was passed. Did you hear any news anywhere about this except here? No. Who cares? It's just a bunch of old people. And if you check the sponsors of this and who's behind this, you won't be surprised, but you should be. Remember, all legislative action is about winners and losers. All, I don't care whether it's in California or Arizona or Nevada or Congress, all legislative action is about winners and losers. Often, the winner is the consumer. That's a good thing. When the consumer is a winner, that's a good thing. It's a good thing. I mean, there's a lot of unhappiness in the electorate right now. I don't care what party you belong to, but there's a lot of unhappiness in the electorate right now because of cronyism in every government body in the United States. People are tired of it. People are tired of the average consumer, the average person really doesn't have much say in their life and what they do and how the economy functions and all that kind of stuff. There are always winners and losers. And most of the time, the winner should be the consumer. But who won here? Did the consumer win here? Did old people win here? Who won? What politically was this about? Remember, I can't remember, Tip O'Neill, who said all politics is local? Well, nothing's more local than this. So ask yourself lots of questions. Who is the winner? Who is the loser here? And why? Now, let's talk about money a little bit. In doing this in the middle of the night, they added a budgetary item, to the budget. That's why it got in under the budgetary bill, because this is going to cost the state so much money. They don't even know how much money doing away with that provision that Pete Wilson got passed over 20 years ago. They don't even know how much that's going to cost the state. So they put in a $30 million line item to hopefully cover the cost. I'm telling you right now, folks, it's actually $60 million. Well, Bob, I'm confused. I thought, okay, stop and think for a minute. If they put in a budgetary line item of an additional $30 million, where's that coming from, boys and girls? You and me. Remember, governments don't create money, except the feds. They get to print it. State governments don't create money. That $30 million had to come from somebody. It came from the taxpayers. But let's stop and think a minute. Why are they having to put in $30 million? Because the bill that the senator passed, okay, Senator Ed Hernandez of Southern California passed, means the state is not going to collect an estimated $30 million in recovery money that they would have collected before. So they're not only going to cost $30 million, they're losing at least $30 million in revenue. So the true net loss is $60 million a year. And I'm telling you right now, that's not the truth. Why? Because we know that every year the state collects between $50 and $80 million in recovery money. They're guessing they're only going to lose $30 million. Well, as the number of people who go on Medi-Cal under the ACA, the Affordable Care Act, or Covered California, are no longer subject to recovery, do you think that number gets bigger or smaller? So the true number, I think, over the next 10 years, will be between $600 million and $1 billion in the combination between lost revenue and increased taxpayer money being spent to make up the difference. All you got to do is the math. It's not just $30 million because they're giving up the revenue. So the real cost every year is $60 million. $30 million less in, $30 million more out is a $60 million delta. It's a difference. Now, here's another question I want you to ask. How many times have you heard a politician say, "Oh, we can't afford that. We don't have the money for that. We can't do that"? How many times have you heard the governor say that? How many times have you heard anybody running for off? How many times have you heard any legislator, any city councilman, any whoever say, "Oh, we don't have any money to pay for that. We can't afford more police officers. We don't have any money"? Now, stop and think for a minute. In order to benefit a few, actually, in order to benefit a lot, if you really start to unwrap this, folks, you'll start to figure out who benefits here. In order to benefit one group of people, we're going to lose $60 million a year, made up for by the taxpayers. So the next time they tell you, "We don't have enough money for policemen, we don't have enough money for firemen, we don't have enough money to fight brush fires when they come, we don't have enough money to fix the potholes in the road, we don't have enough money as a state to share with the counties that need it, we don't have enough money in our pensions," the next time you hear that out of a state politician's mouth, ask yourself the question, what about the $60 million a year you just gave away? It's a really important question to ask. So the next time you hear somebody in government say, "Well, we don't have any money for that. We can't afford that." Say why? You had enough money to target seniors and cost the state $60 million a year minimum. So what do you mean you don't have any money? I'm really confused here. Why is that? Did nobody do the math? Or was this to buy off somebody or benefit somebody? You need to begin to ask yourself the question. I can tell you right now, I'm going to take a lot of heat for this radio show, and I don't care. I can't take any more heat than I already take. But all you have to do is look at the bill, look at the authors of the bill, look at the fact that it's been around for 3 years and vetoed twice, look at all this stuff, and then go, why did it pass in the middle of the night, and who benefits and who loses? 13 million people escaped recovery. Only seniors in nursing homes were targeted. Why is that? And if you go spend a little time, you'll figure it out. You won't like it, but you'll figure it out. I'm not going to try to explain it to you because it would just be my answer. And then everybody's free to disagree with me. You need to go find out your answer. You need to look at the story of how we got from an egalitarian system where everybody suffered a little pain to keep a valuable program going, established by Pete Wilson over 20 years ago, and why today was that, or not today, but why now, why a week or so ago, why did all that change? What happened that we needed that change in the darkness as a trailer bill without any hearings, without any discussions for a bill that has failed for the last 3 years? I think I have the answer. I think you should go find the answer. And I hope you do. And I hope you spend some time looking for the answer. Now, I have another question to ask, and it'll be my last question. I'll know how to deal with this. Do you know how to deal with this? As you grow older, as your parents grow older, and they are clearly now targeted if they need long-term care at the end of their life, and by the way, they don't use the word target. The word that's used by the senator is I can't find it somewhere in here. It says a Medi-Cal estate recovery is limited to that required by federal law. But what they don't tell you is they had to undo something that's been law in California for over 20 years to bend that far to be able to say that. So spend some time, go find out, and then ask yourself the question, do you know how you're going to protect what your mom, what your dad, what you have worked a lifetime for? Do you know that? Do you know how you're going to do that? I know I can help you do that. I know I can show you how to do that. The other question you should ask yourself is, how much are you ready to lose? How much are you prepared to lose if this happens to your family? I don't know the answer for your family. I know that the clients that I have and will have, and the clients that elder law attorneys around the state that I know and respect, their clients will be protected. But when you have something done in the dark of night, without any public hearings, without any press scrutiny, without anybody knowing about it, without any comment period, without anything, why? Who benefits and who loses? For 25 years, more than 25 years, I have been saying that this world that I live in, long-term care, assisted living, nursing homes, in-home care, is a strange world. It's a world of unfathomable complexity, complexity, rules in all kinds of places, regulations in all kinds of places, federal law, state law, county workers. You know, I have a Medi-Cal case right now. I won't tell you which county, but I sent the worker everything the worker needed over a month ago. And I'm getting ready to file for an appeal, a fair hearing, because I can't even get the worker to return phone calls. Because nobody cares. It's just an old person in a nursing home. So what are you going to do for your family to make a difference? Because the state has just made a very loud statement, if you're paying attention. If you're listening, you know, sometimes people will tell you everything you need to know. It's one of my wife's favorite sayings. Sometimes people will tell you everything you need to know. The state has just told you who they care about, if you pay attention, and who they don't care about. It's a very simple formula. They took pain that was spread evenly to fund a program and keep a program going that provided health care, and changed it so that there's now only one group targeted. And you have to decide and figure out why that happened. Do you think it's fair? Do you think it's right? And how are you going to protect your family from all of this if it happens to you or to somebody that you love or care about? And again, I said it's not going to get better. The onslaught on the baby boomers is full on. I mean, it's full on. Income disparity continues full on. Asset disparity, middle class disparity, you know, continues full on. Those who are prepared, those who are educated, those who understand will be able to protect themselves. Those with the foresight and the will to do it can do it. The people that are in the crosshairs are the most vulnerable among us. Do you know how scary it is for a family to have to put somebody in a nursing home? Do you know how scary it is for a spouse to have to put another spouse in a nursing home? I had to put my dad in a nursing home. I do this for a living. And do you know how much that bothered me? Do you have any idea how hard it is? Some of you do because it's happened to you. How hard it is to do this. I mean, do you really understand how hard it is to do this? To put somebody into a facility away from you for the rest of your life and for the rest of their life. And then to target that group and the family of that group is the only group who we're going to recover their medical costs from, I find outrageous. I don't care how people try to justify it. I find it outrageous. At the same time, let off the hook another group of people who drink from the same trough, but who are exempted now from sharing that pain, and the delta, the difference, is going to be made up for by the taxpayers who don't even know it's coming, who wonder why politicians say, well, we can't afford more police, we can't afford more firemen, we can't afford more ambulance drivers, we can't afford better roads, we can't afford all this stuff. And yet they just lost $60 million that they admit to in the next budget year. And it's that number will go up. I'm telling you right now, it will go up, and it will go up a lot, because every day the state of California, through the Covered California and the Affordable Care Act, add hundreds and hundreds and millions of people to the Medi-Cal rolls, none of whom will now share in that cost. Only old people will share in that cost, and the taxpayers. If it's a concern to you, you can do something about it. You can start by calling me. It's a simple phone call. It's an easy number to remember. 800-999-8255. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Or you can go to my website, Assets, A-S-S-E-T-S, and A-N-D, Aging, A-G-I-N-G.com, assetsandaging.com. And you can go there and sign up for my next workshop, sign up for my email newsletter, sign up for an appointment, listen to past radio shows or podcasts, or send me an email with a question, or sign up for an appointment. If you have the will, you don't have to become a victim. If you have the intestinal fortitude to study a little and learn a little and exercise some free will, you can protect what you've worked a lifetime for. Or you can become another victim of midnight legislation. And I hope you spend some time taking a look. You can re-listen to this show on my website, looking at the code sections that I went through and the bills and reading them and seeing if you can figure out who benefited, who was behind it, who profits from this, and who's disadvantaged from this, who's punished as a result of this, who loses. Give me a call, 800-999-8007, 800-999-8007. For Assets and Aging, this is Bob Scrivano. Thank you for letting me into your home. Thank you for listening. I hope it was helpful. Give me a call, 800-999-8007. Have a great day, and we'll see you here same time next week. Bye-bye.